CSI Melbourne with media advisor
El Matador.
Belinda Batty. Belinda, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I think we were told last week there was going to be a crackdown with number plate recognition technology and the like, and it has come up a mozza.
Yes, it has. So
sadly,
it wrapped up. It was the operation that ran from Australia Day. So over 6,500 traffic offences detected, and that includes about 225 drink drivers, 198 drug drivers, 741 unregistered vehicles, and 244 who didn't even have a licence.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and there was also
258 disqualified or suspended drivers.
Yep. Right. And also they pulled over a motorcyclist in South Morang who had a child on the front with no helmet, no licence, and no lights on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah. And sadly, 6 fatalities during that 5-day operation. So it brings the total lives lost to 30 this year, which is 21 up from this time last year.
So, Belinda, what's a mobile phone offence? It's 261
being on your Yeah, being on your mobile phone whilst driving.
Yeah, okay.
Of the 198 drug drivers, I don't want to say too much, but my understanding is one particular drug you cannot detect, so you put that to one side. Of the 198, I'd like to know how many of the 198 were on meth.
That I don't have in front of me, but we can find out for you, I think.
Because meth is detectable.
Mm-hmm.
I just find those deeply worrying.
Yeah.
That number of people would drive around, notwithstanding they don't have a licence to drive.
Yeah. Well, you might be less worried if we turned it into a percentage.
Yeah.
Of cars on the road. Right?
Yeah. It will be small.
Yeah.
Anything else, Belinda?
Yes, and Homicide Squad detectives last night charged a man with murder after the death of a woman in Docklands in December. So it was a 51-year-old woman found deceased on the 30th of December. So a 22-year-old Huntingdale man has been charged with murder, robbery, theft and obtained property by deception overnight, and he'll appear in court in May.